49. We able to start this?
Yes.
All right, I'd like to welcome everybody out to this town council meeting at 7 p.m. on September 16th. We're going to start off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'd like to open up public comment. This is for anyone in the room or on Zoom that would like to speak about anything that is not on our agenda tonight. If you are online, please raise your hand. If you're in the room, please step forward. Public comment is now open. Last call for public comment. See any hands up on Zoom. Rush to the podium. All right, we will close public comment. We will now move on to council comments. Travis, we will start with you.
Yeah, just want to thank the one awesome homecoming for the school last week. A nail-biting win after an anxiety attack by every parent involved. I wasn't even involved, but I was still stressed out. Anyway, it was kind of fun. So it was a great weekend, parade and everything. And that evening for many with the foundation dinner, another success. A lot happening around town. And it is busy. Another September, it's like July, but slightly cooler. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Brian?
No.
Jeff?
No.
Lisa? Okay, I'm going to take that as a... And I don't have anything either. All right, we will move on to treasures and securities report.
This is posted in the finance department.
Next, we have a purchase order. We have a purchase order 7007 in Bank Machinery. This is for a snowblower to the John Deere tractor, the amount of $12,500. I don't think we need a lot of explanation on this as we have a lot of snow here and we get on this floor. So, with that, what is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make the motion to approve purchase order 7007 with Bank Machinery for $12,500.
I'll second that.
Right, it has been moved and seconded. Are there any comments or questions regarding this, Travis?
No.
Brian?
No.
Jeff?
Is this going on the other loader?
Can I explain?
Both loaders and snow blowers?
No, but I'd like to explain.
Go ahead.
If I can. So, really quick, I worked these budgets so really good, and this is the lowest budget. I started off at $21,000, so I got this down to $12,500. This is the tractor, you guys, that is going on. You've probably never seen that tractor in town, because the only thing it's been packing is a Zamboni. And it's a 2017 tractor with 300 hours on. And we can utilize this blower on this tractor to run our fire hydrants and all kinds of places in town. And it makes great sense to put a blower on this tractor that's been sitting around doing very little bit of work with that. This is the plastic, this is the seat that's in the tractor right now. We still got the plastic seat cover on from the purchase when it was purchased new. I want to utilize the tractor so it didn't hold the potential. And that's why I want to put a blower on this tractor.
Cool. Thank you. Lisa, any questions?
Jeff, I don't know if you can hear me, but I don't have very good audio now. So I'll try to vote, but I don't really have comments unless I let you know.
Okay. Gotcha, Lisa.
Thanks.
Thank you. And John, just for clarification, will that go on the front or the back?
It goes on the back.
On the back.
It makes it a little awkward, but it still will give you a much better blower than the 904.
Okay. Cool.
And right. The Schultze blower that's going on to it. Is one of the best brand blowers out there on the market.
Perfect. Anyone in the room or online have any comments or questions regarding purchase order 7007? Let's call for the comment. Bring it back to the table. All the questions been called for. All those in favor of approving purchase order 7007 to Tank Machinery for $12,500. Please say aye.
Aye.
And chair votes aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. All right, we got the claims. No changes to the claims, right, Katie?
Correct.
All right, 1 second. You took the ball number, the great number. It's a big one. IRS claims an amount of $1,134,785.13. What is the pleasure of the council?
With the motion, we approve the claim to the amount of $1,134,785.13.
I'll second that. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any comments or questions regarding the claims? This time we'll go backwards. Lisa, do you have something? Raise your hand. Jeff?
Yeah,
52693
Central Square Technologies.
Yes.
That's an annual subscription.
Yes, they do our dispatch, like it's the software system.
It's the CAD system.
It's the CAD system. Yeah. That's it.
Thank you.
Brian?
No.
Chess? All right. I don't have any questions. Hey, go to the public. Anyone in the room or online have any questions regarding the claims? I don't call for public comment on the claims. Bring it back to the table. Call for question. Wishes the call for all those in favor of approving the claims of amount of $1,134,785.13. Please say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Any opposed? Okay, passes. Next, we have a business license. This is for the Yellowstone Gathering Place. It's a nightly rental of 33 Iris Unit 4. Self-explanatory there. What is the pleasure of council?
Move the motion we approve the Yellowstone Gathering Place of Van Brown.
Second.
Yes, we'll move it second. Is there any comments regarding this business application? Travis? Brian?
No.
Jeff?
No.
Lisa? But she's in on the room. Is she? Okay. All right. I don't have any comments regarding this. Is there anyone in the room or online have any comments regarding this business license application? Let's call for public comment. And bring it back to the table. Questions been called for. All those in favor of approving the business license for Yellowstone Glass, Yellowstone Gathering Place, name and rental, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye. Any opposed? Passes. Next, we have the town council meeting minutes from September 2nd. What is the pleasure of the council?
I make a motion we approve the meeting minutes from September 2nd and 25.
Well, so it's been moved and seconded. Is there any comments or corrections regarding this? Terrence?
No.
Brian?
No.
Jeff?
No.
Lisa? I don't either. Anyone in the room have any comments or corrections? Or online, I should say, too. Final call for public comment. All right, bring it back to the table. All questions we call for. All those in favor of approving the meeting minutes from September 2nd, town council meeting, please say aye. Chair votes aye. Any opposed? Okay, passes. Dan, I'd like to turn over the time to you and the staff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. I've got a number of little things here this evening and a couple of big things. The first, I think the council knows and many in here, but I'm pleased to announce that we have promoted John Brown to the permanent public service director position. John started full-time with the town as deputy superintendent, water and wastewater in August of 22. He's been serving diligently as the interim public services director since April of this year. John brings years of public and private sector experience and specifically his extensive knowledge of water and wastewater. John's one of the hardest working and passionate people I know, and we are real happy to have him here as our full-time public service director. So awesome to have you, John.
Thanks.
You put out a budget there, too. Spend away.
Spend away. No, yeah. No back to direct here. No back.
2 weeks.
I only got one more. One more. Well, two.
We've been working with Wiley from NERMED on the survey questionnaire for the employer employee housing needs survey. He said they should have the survey finalized and sent out to employers in the next week or so. I think he had a pretty long response time. So I think it's probably through most of September and October. I think he'll be working on the first round of surveys and then follow up to try to get as many responses as we can on that.
We're going to add that to the growth policy, right? Is that part of going to be part of the growth policy?
That would not be part of the growth policy, but it was going to say a standalone document.
Question on that. Do you know how he's going to reach out to the businesses to try to maximize that need, or that I should say that getting the feedback back?
I think we have not really talked about that, but I think that he can probably get some of that through the chamber, and I think we'll probably help him locally in making sure that it gets out as much as we can.
Maybe your monthly sales tax generator that we have to something like that would be.
Yeah, and we've already been working with him through our business licensing software too. So everybody that has a business license in the town, we're working through the best way because we don't have everybody's email, but we're working through that right now.
We're just going to be a bit of resort tax. Hey, take the survey. Mm-hmm. Can't leave until you do. Okay, sorry.
All right. Katie and I had a conversation with NeighborWorks about housing fund options and administrative protocols. This is in response to the new housing fund that was created by the council on September 2nd and how to best manage those funds. As a note, the council also approved $500,000 in the FY 2026 budget to be used for future housing projects. Kenny and I have also been talking with a number of municipalities and other agencies, Big Sky Housing, just regarding best practices and suggestions for managing the best way to manage those funds. As I've noted, NeighborWorks is planning on presenting on their proposed housing project and the housing fund at the 10-7 council meeting. We had our monthly engineer call with TDNH on the 9th of September. We had an update on a number of engineering issues. We talked about preparations for the infrastructure committee meeting. We reviewed the water system and capacity. We discussed the review of the SFEs that we plan on bringing forward for review at a November work session. We discussed the cleanup of the IP cells at the wastewater treatment plant. We discussed some progress with the mammoth room. And then we got an update on some of the small construction projects that Bridger is doing. And then I believe Kyle and Casey and John met separately and talked about the public works standards.
Yes.
And then Bridgerbilt is on site this week, finally, to get those projects started. So hopefully we have a really warm fall for the wastewater plant and for those two little projects. So it's good to see them on site. We had our second 80 acres infrastructure committee meeting on the 10th. We spent a lot of time discussing the water and sewer infrastructure layouts and locations. And then we also got a little bit of feedback on the other infrastructure, especially on the private side, the gas and internet phone, some feedback from them. We talked just briefly for future discussion about a future lift station and another water source somewhere down the line. Not priority number one, the things that we need to be thinking about as we kind of develop all the 80 acres. And our next meeting is scheduled for November. We've reviewed the recreation director position, and we plan on posting that by the end of this week. The closing date for that position will be the 24th of October. Our dispatch candidate passed background, and Brenda's working with her to establish a start date. I talked to her the other day, and it sounded like probably sometime after the 1st of October. The RFP for the Parks Master Plan was posted this week.
Yesterday.
Submissions are also due on the 24th at 5 p.m., October 24th. And then a couple things that I've got going this week. I'll be attending the Montana Community Foundation building dedication in Helena tomorrow for Arnie and Stephanie Siegel. And then our One Valley Housing Coalition meeting, quarterly meeting, is in Manhattan this Friday. That's all I've got to see.
What's the process to select the rec coordinator?
So we discussed that as we were putting together the packet. So I think we're going to put together some sort of a panel with some community members. I think people maybe from different slices of the community that deal with recreation. I think we've got a few names. I think Liz put together a little list, and I think we'll be reaching out to people and getting a panel, I think, more than just people that internally.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else have any comments or questions from the staff or Dan? See anyone?
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dan, your staff. We'll go on to advisory board reports. Is there any advisory board reports? I see Brian shaking his head over there. You start, please.
Okay, Parks and Rec met on the 8th. Like Dan said, we got the RFP figured out the master park plan. We do have an opening on board if anyone's interested. Our next meeting's on the 8th. We met on the 10th.
Good. Anyone else?
Had a map fund meeting last Thursday. We're working on a new logo that will be used for all the like advertising and websites and support, and pretty cool. And John's going to report on part of that tonight, so I won't take his thunder. But we have a special meeting on the 25th. Just had a couple applications, and some of these coming on. So we're going to do an extra meeting on the 25th. And then the next regular scheduled meeting will be October 9th. So,
cool.
A few things going on. So, should see some more events coming up.
Sounds good.
Coming our way pretty quickly.
Oops. Lisa, I don't know if you had any advisory board reports or not.
I don't have anything to add. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. And I don't either. All right. We will go on to new business. Earlier tonight, we had a public hearing from the planning board regarding the growth policy update. And in our packet, there was agenda item summary report. Dan, you want to just go over just kind of the high level stuff on this?
Sure.
Quick, please.
Per the MCA, we are required to do a review of the growth policy every 5 years. We were a little behind that, but the planning board did look at that earlier. They met in April 25th and also July 24th to review and discuss the growth policy. They were given a few options of what they could do in terms of the growth policy. They could take no action. They could take action. The council passed the resolution to requested the planning board consider adding the local housing strategy as a part of that update. So the second option was to do nothing and add that. The third option was to review and do some minor revisions. And the fourth option was to review and do a complete overhaul at this time. So there was pretty good discussion at the planning board. The consensus of the planning board is that there are some things in the growth policy that have been accomplished. Some of the goals have been accomplished, but there's still quite a few things that are valid, specifically that point kind of towards some of the development of the 80 acres. And considering all the other things we've got going at this time, they recommended that we not do any changes to the current growth policy at this time, other than adding the addendum. But they did request that the council consider budgeting for a full review in fiscal year 2027. So starting after next year's budget, they did suggest that it's probably time that we look at a complete revision of that document. They held a public hearing before this meeting at 6 o'clock. They received no public comment, and we did not receive any public comment at town hall regarding this. So it's our recommendation, which is listed in the packet. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, so with that, what is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion to accept the planning board recommendation with no changes to the current growth policy and the October 24th, which also on housing variable strategy as an addendum to the current policy, and then the budget for full review of the growth policy in fiscal year 2027.
All right, it's been moved in second. Is there any comments or questions regarding this, Travis?
Thanks for all the work and be a pretty heavy lift coming up if we didn't have to get ahead of it a little bit.
Right? Yep. Lisa?
Hi, better audio now. So I'm sorry I wasn't able to attend the public hearing, but one question based on Dan's comment about budgeting for a full review. I mean, what's anticipated as far as budgeting? Like, how much money are we talking about? And who would be doing the work?
So I would anticipate that we would put an RFP for planning services.
I'm sorry, I should also comment. My audio was really bad, but it's really hard. Dan really breaks up a lot on the audio, and I'm sorry. I don't know if there's a way of making that a little better, but I'm having a hard time hearing Dan.
Yeah, I don't know, Lisa. We're kind of on a similar setup as normal, so I don't know if there's better way.
Okay.
Dan, you just want
to... Yeah.
So I would anticipate that we would do an RFP similar to what I'm guessing when the plan was done the first time. As far as cost goes, it depends, I guess, on what the scope is going to look like. I think we will scope it out prior to the budget, so we'll have a better number prior to bringing that to the council, but I don't have a number at this time.
Thanks. Can you refresh my memory? What did we pay or budget for this review?
The last review was done in 2017. I don't know. Without looking at, I guess we can look back and find out what we paid, but I don't have that off the top of my head.
So we didn't incur any cost for what's recommended that the council adopt tonight?
No.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. All right, I don't have any comments or questions. Anyone in the room or online have any comments or questions regarding the growth policy update? Final call about comments or questions.
Who's seconded that?
That is. All right. Bring it back to the table.
Call for questions.
Questions been called for. All those in favor of accepting the planning board recommendation and with no changes to the current growth policy and add the October 24 West Yellowstone local housing strategy as an addendum to the current policy and budget for a full review to the growth policy in the fiscal year 27, please say aye. Chair votes aye. Any opposed?
I am abstaining on that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next, we have the Mount Fun. This is for the Yellowstone Ski Festival. John, if you'd like to come up and give us a quick rundown.
Thank you. Good evening. I'm John Reeves, Secretary for the Fun Advisory Board. We are making a recommendation to the council to fund the Yellowstone Ski Festival in the amount of $13,800 to be held during the week of Thanksgiving. This is always the inaugural winter event, susceptible to Mother Nature. The $13,800 is going to be paying for six different expenses, marketing and promotion for $5,070, and that was a small adjustment from the original application. Grooming and porta potties, which is another administrative expense that is limited to 25% of the full phone request. They are at that limit at the $3,450 that you see on your documents. Medals, the single and multi-day use passes, which is at $2,000 now as an adjustment that matches their budget amount. The Forest Service special use permit. And finally, the payroll for the director, which is limited to 10% of the total fund request. And that is met at that limit of $1,380. So total funding, $13,800. We recommend to the council that they approve that. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so with that, what is the pleasure of the council?
I make a motion we approve the marketing promotion fund award to the Yellowstone Ski Festival for $13,800.
I'll second that.
Yeah, and moving second, any comments or questions regarding this? Lisa, we'll start with you this time.
None, thank you.
Okay. Yep. Right? No. Yes. Right. And as much as I don't look forward to the winter, I don't look forward to this event. So, all right. Anyone in the room or online? Any public comment? Last call for public comment. All right, bring it back to the table.
Follow-up question.
Questions been called for. All those in favor of approving the MAP fund request for the Yellowstone Ski Festival with an amount of $13,800, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Passes. Next, we have the streetlight bid contractor recommendation. John, would you like to talk us through?
Real simple. We had two companies before we put out the bid because it was over the $80,000 threshold. You see that number at 120. We had two different companies give us a bid. So then we went out to a sealed bid on that, and it came back. As obviously you can see, the Sessions Electric and the Third Element where the prices came in. So this is at one time we got a, you know, it was a much better deal to send us out the bid. It's almost half of what we got actually contracted earlier, you know, bids on, just doing it without going out to bid. So being over the $80,000 threshold, it had to go out to bid by law. And so that came in. The low bid was $60,523.20. And that contractor was the Third Element. And Third Element, TD&H has looked through very closely, and they feel that it is a very good firm. And we have... I believe that there was two qualified to do the work, responsible bidder for this project. And I recommend as a public works director that we notice to award this contract.
Mark, thank you. All right, so with that, what is the pleasure of the council?
Make a motion that we award the streetlight installation contract bid to Third Element in the amount of $60,523.20.
I'll second.
All right, then moving second. Is there any comments or questions regarding this? Travis?
Thanks for being cheaper.
Yeah.
Right, Lord.
Right. I did make some calls to friends, and everyone I talked to really recommended both companies, but I did like the price.
Can we get an overview or a map or something that shows us where these street lights can be installed? I'm still trying to.
Yeah, Jeff, we haven't really picked where they're going to go yet because it's kind of a hit and miss in throughout the town. This first section of lighting, and I'm working on that actually, is these light pedestals will go on where the old ones just unbolt. Some of the light pedestals in town, you have to remove the whole base and concrete, which is much more expensive, and they're kind of all over, kind of hit and miss. So we're going to kind of direct these 40 poles into an area, for example, like down Electric Street, and finish off that set that we started and other things. But I will get you back a list of where I would like to see them.
So we're going to stay consistent with the appearance of the pole. We're not going to have the gray poles that we're here's one of the new poles.
We're going to try to focus these in an area. Yes.
Okay. And what do we do with the old gray poles?
The old gray poles we are taking down and removing them and getting rid of them.
I sure like them.
And we actually have.
I think you can grab them. But if you ever go to the Ryrie Bar, you might notice some of that look.
Yeah.
Well, this house, you can do that all. Thank you, Jim.
You want it?
Lisa, you got any questions?
No, I don't. Thank you.
All right. And just to clarify, this is only for the work to put up the lights. We've already purchased the lights.
This is just the labor to put those lights in.
Yes, and something that I think needs to be real clear is here is there's a we ordered the poles over an 18-week before delivery, so that sets the poles in December, middle of December roughly. I'm trying to speed that process up, but they're not having a lot of luck. So that contracting, Kyle Scar has been aware of this and is going to talk to the Third Element to probably push this off until April. Because obviously we can't do work in the middle of winter. If we can do work and if we have a light December and we can set some of these poles, we will absolutely try to get some up. But that's kind of where we're at, weather related.
All right, thank you. All right, anyone in the room or online have any questions regarding the bid recommendation?
Can I ask a question?
Come on in.
Kind of hard to hear, John, but how many poles have we replaced so far with this 40?
Oh, okay, I don't have a number because that was under the other public works director, but we did all the poles down the highway mm-hmm. on both sides. We replaced some on Electric Street and some on Hayden.
Do you know how many we have left?
No.
Okay, I'll get it from someone.
I will get that number. All
right. Anyone else in the room or online have any questions or comments? Last call for public comment. All right, bring it back to the table.
Call for question.
Question and call for. All those in favor of approving the Third Element as the awarded bid contract amount of $60,523.20, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye. All right, it passes. Next, we have the SCADA programming recommendation. John, I will also turn this time over to you for this one as well.
Okay, so we had seven firms submit qualification statements for the PLC programming and HMI SCADA system of the wastewater treatment plant. This was not part of the contract for the plant. It's an independent set because we didn't want to combine that with the wastewater treatment plant contract. It's much better to keep that separate so we can keep this local. We want to keep that bid local so we have, so another advantage of keeping it local is they're close, they're cheap, to keep somebody local that can do the work and keep the quality of work. There were seven qualified submitters on this project. We put together a little team, myself, Liz Ruse, Dan Walker, and Camille from Forest Engineering. And we had a tough time trying to figure out who we really thought was qualified. There were some really good qualified firms out there. So we really looked at this very closely, and we chose IMEG to be the qualifications for this project. Some of the reasons why we chose this is IMEG was a part of the additional electric contract for the project, so that you're familiarized with the project at the wastewater treatment plant. So that gives them a heads up and a step forward, trying to get this SCADA system built. Another advantage for IMEG is involvement of, again, design phase of the wastewater treatment plant. Having a part of this phase, the project gives them in-depth understanding and plant controls, strategies, wiring, and operational requirements. The familiarity with allowing the team to work efficiently reduce both time and cost and project moving forward. So that's what we chose IMEG. I think they'll be really good for this project.
Okay,
and they're close. And I would like to make a comment on dealing with the state of programming. This is just not a one-time thing, what people need to understand. You'll have SCADA programming and programmers out there, often say four times a year or so forth working on this. So it's an ongoing thing. Dealing with this industry for the last 30 years, I'm very familiarized with the SCADA and how that works and how many times you have to have them up doing little things. Most of the time they can log on, do it from where they're at, but there is times they have to come up and take care of this. It's just like any computer programming and so forth. You have to have them a part of your program network forever. And you don't want somebody, and that's why we kept that out of the package. So like RCI could not go, hey, we're going to find the cheapest guy in Nebraska or wherever. We keep that low.
Perfect. Thank you. Clarify my question before we go for a motion here. Do we need to put a price on this? Because there's no price listed.
So.
Or do you have a price? Or wasn't
so this was only recommendations. This was only for the qualification.
For the qualification.
Yes.
Okay, so we're just approving the quote. So the recommendation for these guys to do it,
yeah.
To give us a quote.
Yes.
Okay.
So within their proposal, they made mention that they can, we had set a budget and they said they can do the work within the scope of the budget.
Right.
But we don't have a final cost on that until we get to the nitty-gritty of what the hours to design the system is going to look like.
So we're paying for the design of the system from them. Is that proprietary?
So they build that system, custom build that system. And that system has to actually match the Airmont system. So the Airmont system will be combined with this system that they're building to make the plan whole. So yes, and that's one of the familiarities with IMEG, is they're familiar with the Airmont requirements and qualifications to incorporate that into the whole package of the SCADA system. Yes, sir.
So assuming they're building the engine.
Yep.
Can anybody work on the engine? Or because they built they are the only ones that can work on it?
So no. You could, if you were not happy with IMEG down the road or something, yes, you could bring in somebody and obviously do that. But you really want to have the Chevrolet designer work on the Chevrolet design. So it's best to keep that. I have never in my years of experience gone out to get another SCADA programmer and SCADA company. We try to stay and keep that in the realm as long as, for example, if they went out of business, you could find somebody to do the work, and it's not something that is proprietorship to say you can't touch this. No, sir. But it's nice to keep that in house to get the guys familiarized with their own build SCADA system, because they all have their little knack and niche to build this kind of stuff.
Okay. What are annual maintenance costs? Before we get too into depth into the discussion board again, so more right. I will go to my college, my children, higher level. If I get back to you.
Okay. Any other clarifying questions about just the higher level topic? Okay. Perfect. All right. So with that, what is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion. We approve IMED for the SCADA programming.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Jeff, we'll start with you since you have questions.
Yes. So when we first were voting on the mechanical plan versus the air bond versus one of the things that we were told is that the annual maintenance of the plants would be significantly less with the aerobot. I wasn't aware that we had to have a program designed for it. But what do you anticipate? And I wouldn't hold you to this number, but what do you think if 4 or 5 times a year we have to have someone reprogram the plant? What are those costs?
Well, I mean, that is a really hard thing to say, Jeff. So let me just kind of expound on this a little bit. All wastewater plants, no matter what kind of plant they are, when they're mechanical or so forth, SCADA systems are what runs the facility and what watches and it's the watchdog of the facility. So it tells everything. It manages everything. It is documenting everything. And it's something that all mechanical wastewater treatment plants or water plants or whatever you may have, even our little systems we have now have SCADA system. So I'm going to compare what we have right now. So right now, what we have in our little SCADA system in town, our water and wastewater, and it's called Missions. And this also will be incorporated into the screen of this big programming. So it'll all be three incorporated in. We probably spend about $3,500 a year on our Mission SCADA system to have it maintained. Now, I would probably say that that's going to, and I will just realistically say that's probably going to double.
Okay. But regardless, the SCADA system would have to be applied to the mechanical.
Absolutely. Like I said, we run a SCADA system right now and all of our water and wastewater we have right now.
Thank you. Right? No. Lisa.
No comments. Thank you.
Okay, Travis.
Hold on the budget.
this is just more of a statement. This is about programming, computer programming for the wastewater treatment plant.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Anyone in the room or online have any comments or questions regarding the SCADA programming recommendation for IMED? I will call for public comments online or in the room. All right, bring it back to the table.
Call question.
Questions and call are all in favor of approving the scheme program for IMEG. Recommendation, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Your votes aye. All right, passes. All right, we're to the part of our meeting where we do meeting reminders, FYIs, correspondence, etc. Liz, we'll start with you.
Okay, we have a 3-week gap until our next council meeting. So enjoy that. Our first council meeting in October is the 7th, and then our second will be the 21st. I will mention that on the 21st, the study commission is planning to hold a public hearing similar to like what we did at the planning board tonight, but before the council meeting, on their recommendations for the review of the charter. And then I also have been on some emails where Corey Newman, who's our representative in the House, would like to have a town hall here in West Yellowstone, and they're looking at October 28th. Ballots will be mailed on October 17th. We'll have a ballot box here at the town hall during regular business hours up and through Election Day. So it is a mail ballot, and so when voters vote, they have to either provide a postage and mail it back or bring it to a drop-off. But we'll have one here in West Yellowstone.
Sure. All right, anyone else have any meeting reminders? Brian, no? Jeff? No? Lisa?
No, thank you.
Travis?
I'm just reminding that meeting this next Thursday, the 25th, and then again on the 9th, all the bus.
All right, on the 27th of October is the Yellowstone Housing, West Yellowstone Housing Coalition meeting at 3 p.m. at Town Hall.
When is that?
The 27th.
That's that number?
October.
October. And then one more thing, the Montana League of Cities and Towns Conference, that's the conference we hosted last year. This year it is in Billings, October 15th through 17th. We do have hotel rooms on hold, but if there are any council members or department heads that are planning would like to attend, we need to know by the end of next week so we can get you registered and let those room. I think we have more rooms than we need. In Katie and I determined today we have 11. So
she did it, I did it.
So, it's fine.
Bringing the whole tent.
Yeah. So we need to let those rooms go if we're not going to use them. So let us know by the end of next week if you'll be able to go.
Okay. Cool. That's it. All right. So without objection, then we will conclude this meeting. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.